Exclusive Radio.
Pre-roll time. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Inked Marketing and the Inked Marketing crowdfunded comic for this here episode is Crit. Crit already funded. Funded in a matter of hours, as a matter of fact. Crit, the Convert Reconnaissance Infiltration Team by Christopher Michael. What is Crit? Well, Crit is 100 pages. Spread throughout 4 action-packed stories. Think Mission Impossible meets Beverly Hills Cop. Come on. Come on. And, you know, with it already being funded in a day, you would imagine that you're going to want to get on this. You're going to want to get on it quick. And that's on Kickstarter. Or, I'm sorry, that's on Indiegogo. It's an old Indiegogo project. So head on over to Indiegogo and search CRIT. C-R-I-T. And it is an acronym, so you might have to add the P-E-D-S in there. I don't know. Either way, you're going to want to get on this. Once again, Inked Marketing pulling through with another amazing crowd-funded comic. Well, hello again and welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 288. The 288th episode will be a pull list priorities. I'll be going over all of the stuff that could be speculated on. The stuff coming out in the very new future, like new comic book day, as well as the stuff on the pre-orders due to be ordered by the weekend. So, if you want to know, what's coming out soon, or what could potentially, that word didn't come out of my mouth, right? What could potentially put a few bucks in your pocket? This is the podcast for you. So let's do this, man. Let's do this. How you doing? You good? Okay, we got that out of the way. Now let's really do this. the FOCs. You know, if you've been following this podcast for any amount of time at all, you know what? You know, before we get into this, I guess I have a little bit of explaining to you. You're probably wondering what happened to the highlights episode this week. Well, here's the dealio, y'all. I got a little bit of a confession to make here. Doing this podcast as an entirely solo team, it is just me. 1,000% just me. I am becoming a bit overwhelmed. You know, my schedule, my entire life revolves around this podcast, and it always will. There's no, between the podcast and my family, obviously, but the podcast is for the family. So, I'm going down to 2 episodes a week. I'm gonna start doing a little condensing. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll talk about some highlights and some pull list priorities. Maybe. I don't know. Regardless, you're not gonna lose out on any interviews. I'm not dropping that segment. The pull list priorities, I think, is really probably the most important show I do every week. I really do believe that. So. Now, if you want to hear me talk more about comics, I'm finding that my opinions are better heard on YouTube. So head on over to YouTube and you'll get more highlight videos out of me. I've only got a few up there now, but more to come for sure. So there we go. I got that out of the way. Now let's talk about, I'm a little ashamed. I'm not going to lie that I have to go down to 2 a week, but you know, it's just, phew. This is a lot, man. This is a lot. Now, maybe if I had some more patrons. I tell you what, if I can get 5 more patrons this week, I'll go back up to 3. How's that? There's a challenge for you. let's just talk about some books, man. Let's just do this. No more explaining. I think there's some definite speculation to be had this week on the FOCs, so listen up. You know, I know that you go to Comic Tom for your speculation, but he tells you about the books after they already came out, after he's already looked at the market and said, well, people are buying this one, so it's popular. I'm going to tell you what's going to be popular before people are buying it. So, am I throwing shade? Not intentionally, but at the same time, I'm a little, it hurts me. It hurts me that so many people follow someone that's just telling you what's already out there, you know? So, here we go. I'm gonna focus more on speculation. But it's not all speculation. It's still good reads, man. Good reads. Definitely the first thing I'm gonna talk about, speculation, though. Teen Titans Academy. This is, due to be ordered by the week. All these, you know, it's DC, so order it by Sunday at the absolute latest. Now, Teen Titans Academy. Is this a direct ripoff of Strange Academy? 1,000% yes. Anybody that denies that is straight up just a DC shill fanboy, you know? And you do exist. I know you do. And that's okay. That's okay. You like what you like. But to deny the fact that this is ripping off Strange Academy, you, well, are in denial. does that mean that this is going to be bad and not worth picking up? Oh, no. Oh, no. Immediately, you know, obviously they're going to throw in a bunch of new first appearances and everything. I think that we're going to get the question of who Red X is, his identity answered throughout the pages of Teen Titans Academy. That's just me speculating. Regardless, I do think that this book is worth, you know, picking up an extra copy or two of. I really do. Is it going to have the popularity of Strange Academy? I don't think so. I do not think issue one is going to have the popularity of issue one of Strange Academy at all. Just because, like I said, it's a fucking mirror image, damn near. You know, it is what it is. New character appearances? Absolutely. An abundance of them? Certainly. An identity reveal to a character that people are incredibly intrigued by? Quite possibly. So it still has all of its own reasons to pick it up. But it, I mean, come on. There are a few covers on this. Let's see, there's a Derek Chu cardstock variant. Oh, never mind. Oh, this is out of order. Hold on. I'll get back to... I was wondering why the T's were up front. Just two covers on this one. I was going to say, why is Harley Quinn on here? Never mind. Scratch that. But yeah, no, two covers. Jamal Campbell getting the B cover, and it is heavily featuring Red X. So, I mean, and even the A cover, Red X is at the front of the class. I'm gonna pick up five. That's just me, though. That's just me. I know people say don't speculate on DC. I think that's silly. You know, I think that's deep down they're going, you don't pick it up because I want it all for myself. You know, they're laying out this DC's not gonna exist in a year. You know, they're following the whole Ethan Van Scriveler thing. But Brian, I thought you said DC was going to crumble too. Ah, I did, but in a very separate way. I didn't say DC Comics wasn't going to see, or was going to cease to exist. I said that we're going to see at the worst, we're going to see a high reduction in printed books. You know, I still think they're going to print Batman, and even if they don't print it, they're not going to stop making fucking Batman stories. Get that out of your goddamn head. If you think that for a second, you've already been hit in the head. Go to the doctor. It's not going to happen. So, yes, DC is always worth speculating on. And I know that there are purists out there saying speculators kill the game. In a sense, yes, I believe that. But also, if you do it wrong, if you speculate wrong, you kill the game. If you speculate right by pre-ordering your books, I don't think you're hurting anything. I don't. That's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. Maybe I'm just saying that biased because I'm a speculator that pre-orders my books. Whatever. It's okay to make money on comics, guys. It is. But make sure that you do it in an ethical way. Well, there we go. That's my little spiel. My little spiel there on speculating in DC. Because it's been a topic of debate recently. No doubt about it. Continuing on, what else is on the FOCs this week with DC? We got Action Comics 1029, so, you know, we're back with our ongoings here. Two covers on that one. Julian Totino Tedesco, my favorite name to say in all of comics. Getting a variant there. It's pretty cool if you're into Superman. It's way cool if you're into Julian Totino Tedesco. Julian Totino Tedesco. Okay, I had to say it three times. It's like fucking Beetlejuice. You say it. Tell me it's not fun to say. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. It's like the same thing. Saying his name is like a mouth warm-up. Julian Totino Tedesco. Julian Totino Tedesco. I'm good at talking because I say his name good. I'm so sorry. Batman Superman, number 16. Let me just make sure they didn't change up the creative team on this. Yep, they sure did. They took Joshua Williamson off this book. I have a feeling that we're going to see a lot of new creative teams on a lot of these ongoing series after Future State. Part of that scares me. A lot of that scares me. I will say one thing, though, that Ivan Reese and Danny Mickey doing the art, that's good. I just don't really know who Gene Luen Yang is, so hopefully he writes Batman and Superman. Well, we'll find out. Let's see here. Detective Comics, 1034, who's still doing this one? Let me just make sure. Mariko Tamaki and Joshua Williamson, look at that, a little team up. Dan Mora and Gleb Melanchon, is this two stories? It might be two stories. Two writers, two artists. I'm gonna pick it up. I mean, it's Detective, you're obviously picking up. It's on the pull list, but yeah, it's good. New creative team. Good creative team. And how about that Lee Bermejo cardstock variant? They're not taking Bermejo off the cardstock, that's for damn sure. Alright, oh fuck. A Future State book. What the hell? Future State Teen Titans Ruins, number one. Alright, so, I'm thinking, alright. Once again, more Red X stuff. They're really driving this character, y'all. They're really driving this character. I'm curious. I think it's going to be a major letdown, and when it's all said and done. But I don't know. I think they've already come out and said that it's somebody who, I mean, we know who it is. Or it's not going to be an entirely new character. Or maybe they didn't say that. I don't know. How are these people speculating? Oh, it's Clown Hunter. It's Damian Wayne. I still think it's Damian Wayne, but I don't know. I just don't want it to be Clown Hunter because I want Clown Hunter to fucking be his own thing. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. In the end, I think it makes the most sense for it to be Clown Hunter, though. But that image and that fucking Teen Titans Future State 2 book did not look like it would be him. I don't know. Hair grows and changes, so I don't know. I'm so confused, guys. But there we go. I'm going to say it's probably worth picking up. Harley Quinn relaunches. Oh, yeah. Stephanie Hans, I believe. Stephanie Phillips, not Stephanie Hans. Wrong Stephanie. And Riley Rossmo. This is going to be really good. I don't know why they would end Harley on 75 issues for 2 months later to just relaunch it. When, with everyone else, you know, just because they change creative teams doesn't mean they need to get a fucking new number one. But maybe this is a new type of Harley. We'll see. Alright, it says, ahem, you better read this closely, because we've got a Red Hot relaunch on our hands, yeah, and I should know. Harley Quinn here, it's written in the Harley Quinn person. Harley Quinn here to let everyone know that I got a brand new monthly series with a brand new status quo. I'm coming back to Gotham City to make up for the sins of my past, and help the city recover from the Joker War. But there's no welcoming committee for me, your favorite maid of mischief. God, Harley has a really deep voice. And between... yeah, you get it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be really, really good. Is this something that I would speculate on? I don't know about that. I'm gonna pick up a couple. I'm gonna pick up the A and the B. That's just me. I have been very curious as to the fate of Harley after the Joker. So, yeah, this is an obvious read for me. And Stephanie Phillips is a beast. She does good. Oh, and look at that pink cardstock variant blank as well. What is that? Oh, a little punchline on the cover here. Nice. Now, what else from DC? The Other History of the DC Universe number 3. So this is Black Label, oversized goodness. Two covers on that one. Jamal Campbell getting the variant. Strange Adventures continues on. More Black Label. More Tom King and Mitch Jarrods and Evan Shaner. A series that I will read once all 12 issues are out there. The first issue was really, really good. And then, yeah, it looks like it's going to wrap up all the DC FOC books this week. And no, definitely the big one you really, really need to focus on is Teen Titans Academy. They're pushing Red X, guys. DC obviously wants this kid to be a thing. So I'm into it. I'm buying it. I'm buying into the speculation. That's for damn sure. And then Harley Quinn, I'd say that's totally worth an extra copy, just because fucking, I think this is Stephanie Phillips' DC debut. I could be wrong on that, but it's a big deal. Alright, let's see what else is coming out with some final order cutoffs for next week. All this other stuff, you have until Monday to order it, but I say don't procrastinate. I'm the biggest procrastinator, because I spend all this time, I know before all you guys do, and I'm the last one to put in my FOCs, because I talk about it before I actually put them in. So, yeah, I've been known a time or two to forget some things. So that's what Hooked on Comics is for, man. How about a shameless plug there? Hooked on Comics. Find them on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on NSCLiveTV.com and on Facebook, where they do their live pre-sale shows. Yep, books come out on Wednesday. They sell them on Tuesday. Online. You don't get them that soon, because that would be illegal. But you can secure them. That's for damn sure. That's where I do when I miss out on stuff. I said, you guys are more important. You know, it's you guys getting the books is much more important. I'll find the means to get them. I will. I'm ruthless that way. But a lot of you, you know, you're not as hardcore as I am. And that's okay. I don't fucking judge you for that at all. I'm a freak. So, yeah, it's okay to make mistakes, guys. It's okay. Vault Comics. Due to be ordered by Monday. Hollow Heart number 2. So there you go. And then number 1, there's a second printing. It's a sci-fi horror that you're gonna wanna get on, probably. I didn't pick it up because I forgot. But Vault does good stuff, so don't sleep on anything they put out. It's all worth mentioning. Seems to be nothing from Valiant this week on the FOCs. That's a mucho bummer. From Titan, we got Blade Runner Origins number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 covers on a Blade Runner number 2. Oh, it's because Momoko put her thing in there. I'm so tired of seeing a Momoko variant on everything. I really am. I don't mean to hate on her. If you like her, that's fine. If she's making all the money, good for her. Great for her. I just don't see the fucking appeal. Don't. I feel like she wouldn't be hard to copy. You know, I don't know. Whatever. Oni Press, anything on Oni Press? Nope, nothing. I'm getting a feeling this is going to be a short FOC week. Aftershock? A little bit of Aftershock. Miskatonic number 5 and Shadow Doctor number 2. I'm not really reading Miskatonic, but Shadow Doctor, it's on the pull list. I got number 1, mostly for the sake of speculation, though. This entire series, I think it's just a little mini-series that they're doing. But I think it has film written all over it. I do, and for that, you know, I picked it up. It's in the personal collection for now. When all 5 issues are out, I'll give it a gander. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But in the meantime, I have a feeling that there is something to this series. I think there's something to any Aftershock series. But, you know, people also say never spec on Aftershock books because, you know, look what happened to Animosity. Animosity was the big thing. They're going to do an Animosity book. And the book skyrocketed as soon as Aftershock. Hey, we're going to do a thing. And then all of a sudden, it's a dollar book. And I get that, you know, it fucking happens. But Aftershock, I still believe they have a lot of legs. Their titles continue to just, ugh. If anything, I think Scout's Honor is going to be the comic to skyrocket Aftershock to to the next degree. I do. Look what Pepos did for Action Lab. Action Lab wouldn't be a fucking thing if it wasn't for Spencer and Locke.
Zombie Tramp!
No, the only people reading Zombie Tramp pretty much only read Zombie Tramp and probably Dynamite books. I don't contribute Action Lab's success to Zombie Tramp. I 100% contribute it to Spencer and Locke and David Pepos. And David Pepos does it. Fucking Scouts Honor. And Scouts Honor is Aftershock. So there you go. That's my argument. I'm sticking to it. Anything from Action Lab this week? Carmine. Carmine number 4. There you go. Let's see. Any Ablaze? Any cool Chimerian covers? No. Gung Ho Sexy Beast, though. Number 3. 4 covers on that one. So if you're... Oh, there you go. The A cover's pretty neat. What else? Boom. Some Boom FOCs. Dune House Atreides, number 5. Oh, this is going 12? I thought this was going fucking 5. Son of a bitch. Well, this one's on the pull list. Like I said, for the sake of speculation, because I know the Dune fans are fanatics, it's not going to be very difficult for me to let go of these books at all when the time comes, so, yeah, I'm holding on to them in the meantime. I'm sure they're great reads, I just don't know anything about Dune, is all, so. And the J. Lee covers have been awesome. Continuing, how many are on here? Just 2 covers on this one? And then we got Firefly, Brand New Verse. So yes, I know people are saying, Firefly is getting rebooted. New characters, not the same. Why do I chuckle every time Firefly fans get a fucking screwdriver to the gut? I don't know why that amuses me so much. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to poke fun, but... I'm laughing. Probably because everything I love gets fucking ran over too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 covers on this one. It looks like there's 2 unlockable variants as well. Will you be so bold as to order enough copies of this book to unlock it? Not me. Once in Future, number 17. Just 1 cover that you have to pick from on that one. Power Rangers, number 5. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. Blank sketch variant. What color is it going to be? I don't know. Let's see. Well, any spec around Power? I mean, it's hard to spec around Power Rangers. No, it doesn't look like it. The thing is I think that there is spec to have with Power Rangers. I really do. It's not going to make anything right away. All of my books that, you know, I've bought multiple copies on, they're in the personal collection. They're not pulled out to be sent out anytime soon. Just because I'm waiting for a Power Rangers reboot, man. And I know that when that day comes, they're going to pull from this source material. All these current Power Ranger comics. I know where it's coming from. And there's been new character appearances and things like that. So I think Power Rangers is definitely worth something having in your collection for multiple reasons. You know, for the read for sure. If you're a Power Rangers fan, then fucking rejoice because we have stuff. But you know, if you're someone that, you know, really only buys if you think that you can make some money off of it in the long term, then I don't think Power Rangers is a bad bet either. I don't. Now, this particular issue, maybe not so much, but in general, man, don't sleep on Power Rangers stuff, man. They'll have their moment. They will. I promise they will. Anything from Dynamite? Nah, just 75 covers of Vampirella in different poses. How many ass and coot shots can we get this week? Let's see here. All right, well, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna count the number of titles coming out from Dynamite, and then the number of covers. From Dynamite this week, we have 1, 2, 3. took me that long to scroll through three titles coming out this week. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. 35 covers between three titles this week, guys, through Dynamite. You understand my frustration now? Especially when it's all just smut. Fuck. It's bad. I don't know. Whatever. I don't judge you if you get it to your face. Just behind your back on this podcast, that's all. No, really? Buy the fucking comics. I don't give a shit. Don't take any money out of these artist pockets. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? Just because it's not for me. I just don't understand how... I mean, I understand how they stay in business, but how would they want that to be their business model? It's just beyond me. Whatever. IDW. IDW, we have on the FOCs, due to be ordered by the weekend, G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Serpenteer Uncoiled. There you go, a little one-shot. Get excited about that. Another one-shot from the TMNT. Best of Michelangelo. Oh, yeah. You're going to want some of that. Voyage to the Stars, number 4. Oh, look at that. They're giving Momoko the A cover. Usually they give her the B cover so they fucking sell multiple copies of the book. But I don't know what the B cover looks like on this. I don't have an image, and I don't know who Daydoni is, the artist. So I couldn't say for sure there. But, yeah, they're giving... Peach, more shit. Voyage of the Stars is that book that's based off a podcast, I guess. Any Dark Horse? Yeah, from Dark Horse, we got Barbalian Red Planet, number 5. Two covers on that one. Wrapping up a little mini-series out of the Black Hammer universe. Crimson Flower, number 3 of a little four-parter. Two covers on that one. And then we got a number 1 out of Dark Horse, Lady Baltimore, Witch Queens. What is this? A little 5-part miniseries from Mike Mignola and Christopher Golden. Once she was Sophia Volk, living in a village overrun by evil. In time, she became Lord Baltimore's most trusted ally. Now, more than a decade after his death, Europe has erupted with the early battles of World War II, and dark forces are rising. With witches, vampires, and Nazis all on the march, Sophia must embrace the title of Lady Baltimore. I'm gonna go ahead and just write this one down now, because yeah, that sounds pretty incredible. Mike Mignola. So all right, sorry, my pen went out. Let's keep it going. No, that's actually all for Dark Horse. I think that's one to spec on. I do. Something big? No. But I think it might be a good hold book, that's for sure. And lastly, from the indies, we have Image. Bitterroot's continuing on. All right, Bitterroot number 11, two covers on that one. Yeah, obviously, you gotta fucking pick this book up, man. It's gonna be a series for sure. Already the first 5 issues... I mean, they're fucking hard to find. Very hard to find. And if you can find them, not cheap. Not cheap. So, I mean, they're not astronomical. They're within reach, but other people out there have belief in this book as well. It's not just me. It's going to be a big thing. It's going to be an AMC series. I don't know. I think it's going to be a movie. Actually, I think that's what it is. It's going to be a movie. But... I mean, Ryan Coogler is attached to this, guys. He's producing this thing. Oh, man. Pick up this series. New story arc. It's been a while. You don't know what they're going to introduce in an indie comic. You don't know what main character they could just throw in there. You can't predict this shit. You know, you could sometimes predict a Marvel and DC spec, but on an indie run, you don't know. Fuck, the creators don't know most of the time. So, it's usually just as much of a surprise to them. Support this goddamn book. Chuck Brown is the man. And, yeah, for that reason alone, get this book. Let's see here. Lots of reprints this week. Crossovers getting some reprints. Number one's going into a second printing just now. Number three's going into a second printing. Department of Truth number one's going into a fourth printing. Obviously, with them announcing that the rights to a TV series has been bought and sold. So, yes, I'm sure it's going to be a Netflix thing. It has Netflix all over it. So, the reprints on this, yeah, probably worth... I don't know. I don't want to pick up a fourth print of this book. Probably not. Number four is going into a second printing, and number five is going into a second printing as well. So, there you go. It's a great series. Great series. Die, Die, Die is on its 14th issue. Haha, number two, getting a second printing. And then Haha, number three on the FOCs this week. I'm telling you, pick up this series. I think you're just flat out dumb if you're a speculator and not picking up this series. Do you not know what's going on with Ice Cream Man right now? If you think this series is already better than Ice Cream Man. I fucking said it after two issues, and Ice Cream Man is great. But I mean, maybe I'm biased because I like clowns more than Ice Cream Man. But fuck, just as disturbing, if not more disturbing, more sad than anything. You know, Ice Cream Man is just, I'm going to hear to freak out your mind, but Haha has been just, it's sad. And to spark that kind of emotion, I don't know, man, it's going to be big. It's going to be fucking big, I'm telling you. So pick them all up. I do. Even the reprints. Moonshine on its 23rd issue, due to be ordered by the weekend. Gnome and Omen on its 13th issue. Almost done. 15 issues total on this series. So there you go. If you're into that crazy fantasy stuff, boom. Outcast on its 48th issue. So if you're a Kirkman fan, there you go. Let's see. Post-Americana. Oh, good. This is just a six-part miniseries. Issue number four coming out there. Let's see, Redneck on its 30th issue. Oh yeah, here, end of a story arc here, right on. It's not the end of a series, so there you go. I finally tracked down the first five issues of Redneck, so now I feel like it's okay for me to start reading this book. You know, now I have the first five, I'll go through, check them out, catch up on everything else in trade, and then boom, go from there. Yeah, I think Redneck has a lot of potential as well. Let's see. Savage Dragon 258. If you're not reading Savage Dragon by now, it's just too late. Larson has really only been playing fiddle to those that have been reading from the very beginning. So it's not a series to just jump into. Scumbag, number 6. Oh, yeah. That last issue was gnarly. What is going... Oh, okay. Whew. All right, I thought I saw something else there for a second. I'm like, they just drew a dick on the fucking page. Nope, not a dick. Zoomed in. Whoa there, previews world. Look at you. That bangle. Whoa there, bangle. Just drawing man pieces and whatnot. No, that's not it. That's not it. It's a tube. But one has to question the placement of this tube and its purpose. You gotta question a lot of stuff with Scumbag, man. This is it's the most ridiculously awesome series I've read in a long time. It's amazing. It's ridiculous on the level of... I almost want to say Metal Shark Bro in a way. Almost that level of almost that level of ridiculousness. this one... Way more, graphic is the word for sure. And, lastly, we've got Stray Dogs number 2. I see a lot of people specking around this book. The problem is, I don't see anybody talking about it otherwise. I only see sellers with the copies in their hand saying, oh, this book's going to be huge. I don't see anybody flocking to buy this book. Yet. Does it have potential? Yes. Yeah, I for Honestly, I don't know if number one is in my... I don't know if I picked up number one yet, because my comics still haven't fucking arrived, because Texas and snow and delivery routes and other things. I don't know. I don't know if I pre-ordered it or not. I feel like I did, but I don't know. I don't feel super confident. I don't know. I think it's worth specking on. I don't know. You say speck a lot now, Brian. You know what? You're right. Because speculation really is driving the market, and I feel most listeners really tune in for the sake of making a buck these days. A part of the reason why highlights isn't really so much a thing anymore. I feel like if people want to listen to the highlights, they more want to see them. And that's why I'm kind of moving that over to a YouTube more type of format. Yeah, as far as future books coming out, God damn it, I want to be the first to tell you. I really do. Call it ego, call it whatever you want. I don't know. I see the wrong people taking credit for things, and it hurts me to my core. That's all it is. That's all it is. And I put up a poll saying, what do you listen to the podcast for? And it was overwhelming for speculation. So give the people what they want. This is for you, you listeners. Now, anything from Marvel this week worth mentioning? Probably. Oh my god, yes. Yeah! Woo! It is the fucking time! Aliens. Philip Kennedy Johnson, Salvador La Roca. Alright, here's the deal. Now, when Marvel comes out with the number one and they put out 55 covers, I usually go, you know what? Fuck you, Marvel. Fuck you so goddamn hard. No, not getting my money. Here's the dealio. I am looking at every single one of these variants. And yes. Yep. The Inyuk Lee A cover. Right there, that could satisfy any soul. That's what the fuck a xenomorph is supposed to look like. B blank variant? Yep. Yeah, why not? Why the fuck not? Gleason variant. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That is gorgeous. Oh, I'm having a fucking alien theme party on my wall. Momoko. But Brennan... Yeah, even Momoko could put out a fucking alien banger. Actually, out of the two covers that Momoko has done, one of them was the Black Cat alien variant. And it seems like she's very much drawn to the queen. I don't know, as I zoom in, I look closer and realize it's kind of just meh. Momoko, killing my vibes. There's an alien knock headshot variant. I don't have an image here, but whatever. I'm going to pick it up. I want to know what a xenomorph headshot looks like. And then the Ron Lim variant. Very, very beautiful. This is... what a time, man. What a time. Oh, xenomorphs have six fingers? One, two, three. Oh, shit, they do. Hold on. I gotta look at the other xenomorphs around the room. No. That one only has three. Let's see. Yeah, I've got a lot of xenomorph references. That one has one, two, three, four. Momoko! Oh, no, that's not Momoko fucking up the hands this time. I guess limbs are up to the artist when it comes to xenomorphs. I'm going to ask you guys, how many fingers does a xenomorph have? Because I'm seeing different amounts on every single... It seems like the consensus is four. But, I don't know. Now I'm confused. I'm fucking fine. And then the Scotty Young variant. Yeah. Duh. Totally. And, you know, honestly, Scotty Young variants aren't always a duh for me. But Scotty Young doing Xenomorph. Is that Ripley? Oh my god, I think that's fucking Ripley. Can't tell because he's got a spacesuit on, but... I honestly hope that the the headshot variant is Ripley. I don't know what timeline this follows. I'm going into this blind, y'all. I know I'm supposed to do my research for y'all's sake, but I could be a fucking fan too, damn it. And aliens is my shit. So, God damn. Spider-Man, number 62. Now, debut of a new costume. Is this something to spec on? No. No, it's not. I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think the people that are going out and buying up all of the exclusive variants of this new goofy orange and white suit, I think you are wasting your money. I mean, if you're buying it for you, that's fine. But if you're buying it for the sake of flipping it, I don't think you're... I don't think it's going to work out well for you. I really don't. Because if you look forward into the head of the previews in Spider-Man, issue 64. Issue 64. There is Spider-Man back on the cover in red and blue. Yes. That right there tells me that this is going to be a very short-lived story arc. Suit. I mean, maybe the suit will get passed down to someone else, another hero of sorts. But if that's... I don't think that this story arc is worth specking on. I think that what's happening right now, everybody, is that Spider-Man, this 60-some issue run that they're doing is bad, you know, and I hate saying that, but it's been bad. And Marvel is doing everything they can to not cancel this book. So they're trying to keep our interest by giving us new things, but they just keep disappointing us with these letdowns. Take fucking, not Sin Eater. I don't know. I already forgot his fucking name. The big bad that they introduced in issue one of this series, that it took them 55 issues to reveal. And then everyone was like, that's it? This fucking sucks. And not one person that I saw go, holy shit, I'm glad I picked up this ASM 55 for the story. No. No. That's why they had to put the Gleason covers out there. And then continue to put them out there to sell this title, because it's not doing well. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. You know what? Let's go to ICV2 real quick. I don't do... the highlight episodes anymore, where I would give this type of information in the news. So let's see. How is Spider-Man's... All right, top 20 comics, January 2021. Spider-Man, number 56, not even in the top 10. Spider-Man not selling in the top 10. That's a fucking problem, guys. Just saying. 57, let's see, so issue number 56 at spot 11, issue number 57 at spot 15. Yep, as soon as the Gleason cover goes away, bye-bye, sales. Now we gotta do the next big gimmick. Let's put out this bug-eyed orange and white creamsicle-looking fuck, and then overprice a lot of these swipe variants to exclusive stores and shit like that, and sell them for ridiculous prices. And then, of course, they're not going to get the... they don't get the books before everyone else. They're going to get it and be disappointed when they read it, just like everyone else. And you know, I'm not saying don't pick up this book if you like Spider-Man and you've been liking Spider-Man, fine. But sales say otherwise. Sales say otherwise. And yeah, I'm not buying into it. My point is, a book that people are talking about spec-wise that I don't think is worth it. There seems to be a Gleason variant on the A cover, though, that they're not giving me an image of. I don't know, Patrick Gleason is all the rage these days. Now, the variant, the B cover, now, yes, I'm getting all of the fucking man thing covers. This is incredible. So incredible. God damn it. Look at that. That's a good one. Spider-Man is Man-Thing. Not all of them have been great. Most of them have made no sense at all, but... Black Panther 24. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on this one. I believe this is the second to last issue before they drop it. Or end it, if you will. Is that a... The two-tone variant's pretty cool. And there's the Shuri Women's History Month variant from Jen Bartel. Right on. Cable number 9 on the FOCs this week. If you're reading Cable, you're reading Cable. I don't gotta tell you about it. Captain America number 28. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. And now, the... Yeah. Probably the biggest Marvel spec book of the week. Carnage, Black, White, and Blood, but it's not... It's not for the story, it's not for anything like that. It, once again, it's a Gleason cover. The Carnage B variant, the Webhead variant on this one. I know I've been very vocal about how I feel about the Webhead variants. This particular one looks like it makes sense to me, you know? It's not Man-Thing drawn in a spider web or Yoda in a spider web. It's Carnage being made up in a black symbiote. That fucking makes sense. That fucking makes sense. You know, in a red background. Son of a bitch. Is it as good as the ASM 55? No. No. At this point, Gleason's just on auto-tune. But I'm not... Fuck it. Make your money, dude. Make your money. And but because of that... This book came out to the eyes of speculators a long time ago. So, will this book be heavily ordered? Probably. Does that take away from its glory and beauty? Only slightly. Only slightly. So, I think, I have a feeling that this book's going to come out, and you're going to drop $5 on it. I think within the week, it might go up to 10 for a while, just for the sake of hype, but probably bottom back out to cover price, just because at this point, you know, it's not original. You know, the ASM 55, it's not iconic at this point. Didn't start anything new. It's just continuing on from something cool. So, maybe a couple of bucks to be made here. But as far as just a beautiful cover, yeah. And actually, all the covers on this are pretty fucking badass. And Yuck Lee's cover's great. I don't know what the Otley cover looks like. I don't have an image there, but yeah, good stuff, man. Excalibur on its 19th issue. There you go. Oh, Guardians. Guardians of the Galaxy. Wait, is that... Whose helmet is that? Nova's helmet? Is it Darkhawk? I can't fucking tell. Is it Darkhawk's helmet? God damn it. It's the end of an era. So, yeah, maybe not the spec book, but I think if you're looking for a really, really good read or a good time to get on Guardians, this issue continuing on, probably not a bad idea. Probably not. 1, 2 covers on this one. King in Black still continuing on. Scream getting a one-shot. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. Really trying to make Scream relevant. I don't think Marvel gets that if it's not Carnage and it's not Venom, stop making symbiotes, man. The people just don't care. Like, even Sleeper. I wanted Sleeper to be a thing. Where the fuck is Sleeper at? We're a Sleeper. You know, I don't know. And they keep trying to do Scream, and no, nothing. People aren't into it, man. Stop. We got the symbiotes we need. Yeah. Maestro War and Pax number 3. 1, 2 covers on that one. Spider-Man Miles Morales, 24. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. Lashley, that Man-Thing variant. Oh, fuck, that is horribly awesome. That's fucking terrible. I love it so much. Oh, see for yourself. Jesus Christ. That might be the best bad cover I've ever seen. Motherfucker. Man thinks sporting some kicks, yo. Whew. What's the C cover? Valerio... Gianguandordo. Yeah, I said that all wrong. Cool, right on. Wait, what is that? Oh, Savage Avengers. That's not the C cover. I guess there are just two covers on that spot. Miles Morales. Savage Avengers still tying into King of Black, apparently, though. And there's a two-tone Black Widow variant on that. That doesn't make any sense. Star Wars Dr. Aphra, number 8. This one better be on your list. Taskmaster, number 3. Yep, it's getting a second printing because everybody missed the first printing, including myself. Still continues to sell for $15 to $20 on eBay. I thought this one would drop. Thought I would have had my opportunity by now, but people are holding on to them. And that's smart because it's an incredibly low print run new character. You know, and more than likely going to get introduced into Agents of Atlas based off of their, you know, background and all of that stuff. So, yeah, a lot of potential there. Good on you if you did pick it up. I wasn't buying into Taskmaster, so I missed it. Whoops. I don't know them all, guys. I don't know them all. But here's the deal. Number 3... Oh, shit. How many fucking different... Second... Apparently there's a second printing B cover. And that's going to be the first cover appearance. So that one. That one right there. I'm going to write that down. Is a definite pickup. First cover appearance. Alright. Yeah. Can you tell I don't edit the podcast at all once I hit record? You gotta listen to me, right? And then Taskmaster. Masker? Taskmaster. Number 5. Yeah, there you go. I think you're on it by now, right? You're on it. So those are the FOCs. I know I said it might be a slow FOC week. But quality over quantity, baby. Definitely things just worth mentioning. If you think I'm not going to spend 3 minutes to talk about something, with these alien covers I've been anticipating for way too fucking long, sorry, you don't know me well enough. Listen to the podcast more. yeah, man, this is great stuff to talk about. It's great stuff to talk about. So I'm going to give y'all a moment to go through, write down your list, put in your priorities. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with the stuff that's coming out next week. The stuff that you already pre-ordered, but I'm just reminding you, right? Right? Right?
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and Parlay Points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcasts.
All right, I'm back as promised. Why would I stop it there? To talk about the books slated to hit your slots on the 3rd of March, 2021. And we're going to start with DC. And I guess it comes out March 2nd, blah, 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 whatever. And there's some stuff to talk about with DC coming out this week, guys. So buckle up. There's actually a lot of spec stuff to come out this next week. This week is going to kick my ass financially, and it comes on the first of the month. That means my discount isn't gonna be at its peak yet. It's gonna send me into my discount real early in the month, though. That's for damn sure. Or peak my discount. What does that mean? I don't know. Start a pull list at Mile High Comics, you'll know. So let's see here. I really hope that you did already pre-order these books. I hate to send speculators out there that didn't pre-order, because if I say, hey, this book's going to be big, and you go to the shelf and you just pick up all of them, then I actually did a disservice by influencing people that are actually killing the spec game. And once again, I said, yeah, people claim that speculators are killing the market. Those are the type of speculators, the ones that are last second. You know, they don't make the actual effort. So, and shame on shops for allowing that too, by the way, just saying. So yes, no, there's definitely some things to talk about this week with DC. Batman 106, the ongoing is back. None of this is confirmed, but there is believed to be the first cameo appearance of Miracle Molly, whose first appearance is supposed to pop up in 108. Now, the thing is, I'm not sure that... this character is really worth speculating on, just because they're telegraphing her so much. Like, everybody knows about this character, so everybody's going to order the book, and the shops are going to order the shit out of the book. That's the difference between Miracle Molly and Punchline. Nobody ordered You're the Villain number 3. Nobody saw Punchline coming until it was too late. So, yes, it's an underproduced book. That's why her appearance is way easier to speculate on. Just because, but does it also mean just because they overprint the shit out of a book that they're not going to make the character worth the shit? No! That's not what it means at all. I'm just saying it's going to be a lot harder to make money on it because it's going to be out there for a long time until these books start getting vaulted into people's collections. There's just going to be a shit ton of them. So I wouldn't say that the reason to speculate on 106 would be for her cameo appearance. And honestly, cameo appearances in DC are... I mean, actually, most cameo appearances are... It just kind of depends. However, I have a feeling that in the side story in here that we might get a glimpse, a cameo appearance of... Well, Robin's new sidekick. What does that mean? Well, yeah, no, Robin Eternal, or Robin is going to get his own ongoing. He's going to get a sidekick, and, hold on, let me find her name real quick. What the fuck is her name? Sorry, I just threw my phone across the room. Papa Deep, Dop Doo. What is her name? Little Lady. Flatline, yeah. Now, Flatline, this is a character. Once again, kind of out there telegraphed, but I think Miracle Molly is drowning out the popularity of Flatline right now. I think it just seems like a cooler character in my eyes. A little easier on the eyes, if you will. I'm not talking shit, I'm just saying. I'm thinking 106 might be a first Flatline. That's just me. I wouldn't bet the farm on it. I went as far as to pre-order 3, just in case. Just in case. And the Amazing variant as well. Crime Syndicate, number 1. This is a little 6-part limited series. I mean, I'm on it, but I don't expect much out of it. That's just me. Infinite Frontier, number 0. Yeah, no, this is something that I think I grabbed 3 or 4 of. There's a few reasons. Apparently, Black Adam is changing his name to Shazadam, I guess. I don't know what this is about. I've heard that it has something to do with it's not right to call him Black Adam if he's not black. I've heard that. I don't know how true that is. If they're changing his name to Shazadam, that silly ass name for that silly ass reason, then shame on you, DC. Shame. But if there's a better reason, then yeah, I'm interested to find out what that is. You know, is Black Adam gonna turn good? But why Shazadam? That's just a fucking terrible name. Whatever. Also, apparently, there is fucking lost it. God damn it, where the fuck is it? Oh, that's what it is. This is going to be the first cameo appearance of some Titans Academy characters, if not the Titans Academy. So, I don't know what that means. There's an origin in here as well, I think. Or no, first appearance of Simon Saint, creator of the Magistrate Force. What that means, I don't know. The thing is I have a feeling that anything they bring into this book is going to mean something, because Infinite Frontier is heavily just pretty much saying this is the rest of DC. You know, I think they're going to tell us what stuck to the wall of Future State and what, you know, kind of indirectly not tell us what didn't. But I don't know. This is me. I don't know. I know it's a big $6 book, so going big on it can be pricey. I'm not saying go big, but not saying it either. There you go. Man-Bat number 2 is coming out. Apparently, versus the Suicide Squad. Fun. Right? That cover's amazing. Kyle Hoetz is a beast. That is Kyle Hoetz, right? Can't tell. Let me zoom in. This goddamn site. DC doesn't show me the full cover zoomed in because it's... I don't know. It's a terrible design. Oh, shit. Yeah, Suicide Squad number one's coming out. The fucking pump for this. We got some Sandman Universe stuff. We got Dreaming Waking Hours number 8 coming out on Tuesday/Wednesday. And then we got a Swamp Thing. Yeah, Swamp Thing number 1. I think this is just going to be a mini-series, if not a one-shot. But apparently we're introducing a new Swamp Thing. Levi Kamai? I don't know. And, I don't know, a cameo of the Pale Wanderer as well is something to be expected out of this. Potentially. Not always right about that. Not always. But you never know. You never know. It's been wrong before. But I don't know, is a new Swamp Thing is that worth speculating on? I don't know. Being a Swamp Thing fan, though, I'm particularly interested. I am. Is that going to do it? Is it all graphic novel? Yeah, that's all. That's all that's coming out next week from DC as far as floppies go. There's a bunch of digital and graphic novels as well, but I don't take the time with all of that. Let's talk about the rest of the stuff now. What else is coming out next week on the 3rd? Starting with Indies. Killing Time by Talking. There we go, Vault Comics. Engine Ward continues on, number 8. Probably gonna have to drop it at this point. I think I did drop it already. Not that the book's bad, it's just got the first 6 issues and I just don't have time for it, is all. The concept seemed neat when I originally picked up, but it came out on a heavy week and I didn't have time for it and fell behind. And when that happens, sometimes, shit sucks. The plot continues on with its 8th issue. 2 covers there, and Resonant on its 8th issue as well. Badass. Those are 2 series that, I mean, from what I've read, were absolutely incredible. So, boom. Oni. A lot of Oni next week. We've got Joanna and the Unpossible Monsters, number 1. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. And then a Rick and Morty Presents Jerry Baree, number 1. I think this is a one-shot. Oh, and more Rick and Morty. Worlds Apart, number 2. Right on. They're really playing the Rick and Morty fiddle. Had. Coffin? Yep, some Lady Death. What is this? Lady Death? There's always something from Coffin, I guess. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot coming out next week. From Aftershock, Undone by Blood, Other Side of Eden, number 1. So yes, this is a spin-off from, you know, Undone by Blood, which is being turned into a series by Norman Reedus, I guess? Oh, yeah. From Boom next week. You might have heard of it. Berserker. They say it's finally coming out. We'll see. This is going to be the most overprinted book of this decade. I don't want to say overprinted. Who's to say what's overprinted? I'm going to say the most printed book, the highest printed book of this decade. More than likely. More than likely. Whoa. I'm anxious to see the numbers on ICV2. There's a jillion covers from, just depends on who you get it from. I'm sticking with, I got 2 A covers, that's it. 1 to give it a shot for my personal collection, and 1 just in case there's actually some speculation behind it for some strange reason. But on the account of how many copies are going to be floating around and circulating out there, I think it's going to be a long time before this book, becomes anything. I'm going to say 20 years. 20-year hold. That's just me. Not a spec book at all. Even the 1 in 1,000. I don't think it's worth it. I don't. I think you have a better chance of bumping into Keanu Reeves in New York and him being in a really good mood and you just walking around all the time with the Berserker comic and he'll just fucking sign it for you. Is it the 1 in 1,000 though? No. But that's all people want the 1 in 1,000 for, is the exclusive Keanu Reeves signature. So, I don't know. He's a nice guy. Go stalk him. He won't be mad at you. Yeah, that's how I feel about that. But if you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, I'm sure you know how I feel about that. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, number 23, that's coming out with three covers. Cool. Two books from Boom. Two booms. Would you call that a boom boom? Dynamite. James Bond, Agent Spectre, number one. You like that? You know what I like? You know what I like right now? I just went into Dynamite, and I was able to just go, hey, that's a fucking Not a Tip book. And goddamn, son of a bitch, James Bond, right there. Not a Tip book. But then we go into Sonaversal, number two, and one, two, three, four, five covers. Is there something going on in the beginning of March for nobody to be putting out any titles? What's going on here? I'm already almost done with the indies. IDW, yeah, we got, let's see here, Star Wars High Republic Adventures, number two. You add it to your pull list. There's probably going to be some first appearances in here. They're telegraphing the first appearances in the Marvel run, but not in the IDW run, you know. I actually think that the IDW number one, the High Republic Adventures, might go for more in the long run than the Marvel one, just because I think the first one was probably, or the Marvel series was probably, has a much higher print run, and none of the first appearances in the Adventures series were announced beforehand. I was just using my brain and thought, well, why wouldn't they put some new characters in this series? So I picked up a few, and look at me go. So I'm here to tell you, I'm here. And if you listen to me on the podcast, then you did the fucking same thing, and congratulations. You are up about 150% on your investment. Congratulations. Transformers Beast Wars, number two. Yeah. Big heavy week this week. I know, I said there's not a lot coming out. Well, just wait. Just wait. I mean, yes, lots from DC for sure. Indies, not so much. But you'll see. You'll see when I get to that Marvel. Dark Horse, we've got some Avatar, Next Shadow, number three, that's coming out. Dead Dogs Bite, number one. I did add that one to my pull list. I just got a feeling. It sounds like something that could be turned into a series. Fear Case, number two, hitting the shelves. And then if you're a gamer, you got your Overwatch Tracer London Calling, number four, coming out. Bam. Bangle and Bartel doing some covers. So, beautiful, beautiful art, regardless of the subject matter. And then Image to wrap up the indies. Okay, not a lot, but some stuff to spec on. Firepower number 9, that's not the one to spec on. Noctera, however, Noctera might be something. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 covers on here, all of them pretty neat. I think I grabbed a couple. It's Scott Snyder and Tony Daniel and Tom Almore, so yeah. I'm all over this. It just seems awesome. Here's the deal, is I haven't seen a lot of speckers really blowing this book up ahead of time. By the time I'm starting to see people talk, the FOCs have already passed, so this could be a lower printed book. It's hard to say, but it's also Image, and it's an Image number one, so it might not be either. You know, once again, hard to say. It's all speculating. If we knew, it would just be called telling you the future, right? I think. I don't know. Word's good. Unearthed number 10's coming out, as well as Walking Dead Deluxe number 10 with all of its glorious covers. All right. Those are the indie books coming out next week. Now let's wrap this bitch up, because there's some stuff to talk about. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be me. Maybe because I went really heavy on some certain stuff here. But continuing on. Merck Chavez, Made in the USA. Number one coming out. There's a few covers. I know people are talking about the 1 in 25. I actually... The problem with the 1 in 25 is I don't think that it's going to catch a lot of people's eyes, and I don't want to shit on the artist at all, but it ugly. the B cover, you know, fucking the Stephanie Hans cover might be my least favorite Stephanie Hans thing. The Yoon cover? No. I say go all in on the A cover. Don't invest in the variants on America Chavez. Why would you invest to begin with? Well, on a long shot, there is going to be the first appearance of a new villain, but we all know how, you know, new villains, they could either be a flash in the pan, or they could be null. It's, you can't say, will we get a null-like character out of an America Chavez book? Don't think so. But it's hard to say. I know that the studios want to use this character. I know they're chomping at the bit to get her out there. So I don't know. They're trying to make her relevant. Obviously, they're giving it a shot. I don't think. Here's the deal. If you don't have the opportunity to get the 1 in 25 for a very reasonable price, I'm talking like 20, 25 bucks tops. I don't think it's a good long-term investment. That's just me. Now, will it be flipped immediately? Sure, absolutely. The first day or two, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, you might be able to, it might go for 50 or 60 bucks. I don't see it going for much more than that. If I'm wrong, fucking whatever, but I know I'm not going to be somebody that's going to be on eBay going, ooh, I got to find this book, because I seen it, and it's not lovely, and those I've shown it to have kind of agreed, so, yeah, I'm not shitting on the book, I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to save you guys money. If you guys are going to take time to listen to me, I just have your best interest in mind. You know, I'm all about telling you to spend money on books, but I wouldn't advise you to invest poorly. That's all. Avengers number 43. Yeah, this series is still continuing on. I don't know what any of it means at this point. The Phoenix stuff is kind of getting out of hand. I'm a little over it. I'm just glad they didn't turn into a fucking event. I'm very grateful for that. I love Jason Aaron to death, and I've loved this series, but the Enter the Phoenix stuff, it's just a little not for me anymore. I need to see some results. 5 covers on that one. Awesome She-Hulk variant, right? Right. Avengers Mech Strike number 2 is coming out. 2 covers on that one. I know, next book, a lot of people are specking on. Demon Days, X-Men number 1. The first Momoko interiors. They're calling it the Momoko-verse already. She does one fucking book outside of canon, and it's the Momoko-verse. What the fuck did she do to you? Did she go around and jerk a bunch of you guys off? Is that what's going on? Is that what's happening? The Momoko-verse? She does one fucking book you haven't even fucking read yet, and the Momoko-verse? You don't even know if it's going to be good. You've barely seen any fucking interiors. It's been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back because it's fucking delayed. Once again, shitty fucking handwork. Sorry, I'm on a goddamn rant right now. The Momoko-verse. It's disgusting. Is it something to spec on? As far as it being her first interior work, sure. As far as the subject matter and content of her material, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. The Momoko-verse? Jesus Christ. Fucking slap her hand away from your goddamn junk already. It's done. She's not good. Sorry. All these fucking variants for it as well. It's Momoko. Why would you give a Momoko book a variant? She's the variant. Hellions, number 10. There you go. I'm so sorry, guys. I really try not to be that guy. But Momoko-verse triggered me the other day, and I've been waiting to unleash that. It's been building up. It's been building up for a while. I apologize. If you like Momoko, fine. You know, if she's got a finger up your butt, then cool. You know, enjoy. But Oh, man. The only reason this bitch ever gets my money is because I know people fucking spend stupid amounts. They don't know how to spend their money right now. Look at Marvel trading cards. People don't know how to spend their money right now. Look at Pokemon cards. It's, yeah. Yeah, she's the next fucking Marvel trading card. I said it. Captain America, King in Black, number one. Still more King in Black shit. Jesus Christ. Fucking four variants. King in Black, Gwenom vs. Carnage, continuing on with its third issue. Seems like the old Gwenom hype is gonna die down a little bit, huh? That's what happens when mediocre storytelling takes over a popular character. Could actually kill the popularity of a character. Mediocre, you say? I don't want to say that, but fuck. It's these King and Black tie-ins are just too goddamn much. You're just reaching, man. It's just reaching. And it's Marvel's fault for greenlighting them all, you know? I don't think all these artists and creators have these ideas for these stories. They're just saying, okay, I got a list of shit. We got to meet our nut this month. Oh, here's a big event going on. Why not do this? Hey, creative team, would you like to make an extra X amount of money? A sex amount? X amount of money? Is that how they're paying these days? Sex amounts? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not behind any doors at Marvel. I don't know. I don't know what goes on there. Yeah, I talk to a lot of people, but they don't fucking tell me shit. Because I don't fucking think they know either. Or maybe they do, and they're just good at keeping secrets. It's Disney. They have to keep secrets, I guess. Fact is, I don't agree with their practices in a lot of cases. But, you know, I still buy them because I'm a fucking completionist. And that's it. Maybe that's why I'm mad at them, is because, you know, I'm weak. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I'm not talking shit about the creators at all. Make your money, dudes and dudettes. Do it. Fuck yeah, you're comic book creators, man. Tell your stories. Tell someone else's stories, I guess. Whatever pays the bills. More King in Black, Thunderbolts. This is probably the best thing I think that's happening outside of the main King in Black storyline is the Thunderbolts, because it's Matthew fucking Rosenberg just killing it. Subject material, beautiful. Makes sense. Storyline that I actually want to see. You know? It's great. Sure, it would make sense for Gwenom to pop up right now during a King in Black storyline. It would absolutely make sense for that to happen. But make me want more. And, I don't know, maybe it did, and I just forgot. Jesus Christ. I think I'm just so burnt out on fucking Marvel events when they go to this extreme. These level, I can't wait to count all the fucking, I actually have an entire short box dedicated to King in Black and its tie-ins. I can't wait to count them all when it's all said and done. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I guess, okay, I exaggerated. It's dedicated to Future State and King in Black. Yes, between those two fucking events, I got a short box. Come on, man. That's insane. That's insane. And it's not even done yet. It's not even done yet. Oh, wait. Yeah, there's more. King in Black, Wiccan, Hulkin, Brian, you're all wound up. Calm down. That thing that you know I'm trying to say. Three on that one. Three covers on that one. Momoko. Power Pack continues on with its fourth issue in a five-part miniseries. Runaways continues on with the 34th issue that... How? Who the fuck is reading Runaways? And what the fuck is going on with this cover? I get that Wolverine's a little dude, but what the fuck is that? Oh my god. You know, I said that we had our best bad cover of the week. This is just the worst cover of the week. What the fuck? Oh my god, see for yourself. What the fuck is wrong with me this week? Why do I seem like I hate everything? I'm so excited about what's coming out. But then they just put out some extremely questionable stuff that just turns my brain around. Yeah. and a variant on that. Oh boy. All right. Lastly, the book that I hope you went all in on. I went all in on. There is a 1 in 25 that I know you're going to make your money on if you went all in on. It's easily $75, $60 to $75 flip for probably, I'd say, 4 or 5 days at least after the book comes out. And then if you're late to get rid of it, easy 40, 50 bucks still. If you got the 1 in 25, if you ordered 25 copies like I did, I ordered 25 copies of Star Wars High Republic number 3, just because I sense a pattern with Marvel. A lot of their third issues tend to be the big ones. Maybe I just have Venom stuck in my head. I have a feeling. I don't know. This is the one. Out of the 3 issues that we've seen, this is the one. I think they kind of telegraphed something a little bit in here, sure. They said that there's going to be, you know, a first appearance of another faction of bad guys of sorts, like the Nihil or Nile or whatever the fuck they call themselves. But I'm thinking more probably, I don't know, I just think that it's going to be more specific, a more specific character that's going to take people by storm on here. And that's just based off of the B cover, you know, and unfortunately, I only ordered 25 of the A, and you know what, I'm seeing on here, the B cover's not even on here anymore. Ooh, what happened there? Interesting, something might have got moved, there might not be a, I don't know, fact is, you never go wrong with the A cover, but this is a big book, guys. I'm thinking that $10 to $20 range until, and it stays steady for a while in that area until, you know, fucking movie announcements and shit like that. I know these are whole new characters and all this stuff, and you know it could be a while before these books ever see their potential. But, I mean, if you've got the space to store a few extra copies, I really think this is one to store away. And, like I said, also make a quick flip off. I ordered 25 of them plus the 1 in 25. I plan on dumping 15 to 20 of them day one, day two, holding on to, you know, 5 or 10 of them, sending a few out to CGC, and, yeah, man, flipping the 1 in 25 immediately. I got a feeling. I really do. I know I've said it a million times, but this is the one. And I hyped, and I'm not like I'm late to this. I was way ahead of this, way ahead of this on the FOCs. You know, I hope you followed. If you did, if, hit me up. Let me know I'm not alone. Let me know. Yeah, so that's what I got this week. I know it's a little bit longer than normal for a pull list priorities, but on account I'm only going down to 2 a week, I'm gonna take the extra time and focus on this type of stuff. You know, I know people frown, I say it again, but I'm just gonna wrap it up, you know, with saying, whether you speculate or not, make sure you do it the right way. Don't hate people that pre-order books if you're not a speculator. You know, if you're one of the people that say, oh, the speculators ruin it, so the people that actually want to get it. Yeah, you're right. If, you know, but those are only the speculators that fucking hit the market late. People that pre-order their books don't manipulate the market in any way, shape, or form. It's only for the positive. That's all there is to it. You know, they just reap the benefits when books blow up. That's it. Because they got them for a discount. So don't be mad at those people, guys. You know, I really want to lay that out there. I'm somebody that, yeah, I totally get irked on speculators. But like I said, that's when you take a stack of the fucking books from the shop on Wednesday up to the thing. And then shame on the fucking LCSs for allowing it as well. You know, if it's a hot book and they know it, you get 2 at cover and fair market value price after that. I don't know. I think that's an easy fucking fix. You know, everybody fucking wins that way. I don't know, man. I don't know. So there you go. I hope you've been informed. If you've made it this far and haven't found anything that you're going to be picking up or pre-ordering, then comics probably aren't for you. Or maybe I'm just not for you. maybe comics are super for you, and they're so for you that you endured my terrible everything just for the sake of the information. I don't know. Regardless, I thank you for making it this far. Good things coming, guys. Big books coming. Pre-order your books. Fucking rate the podcast and all that shit. You know what to do. If you like something, you Yelp it, right? And just tell me how you feel. You know where to find it. Yeah. Stay safe out there. Stay safe. Read responsibly. Buy responsibly. Ah, cheers, fuckers.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey, everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.